Alhamdulillah. Envision yourself at a time when the Quran was only 20 surahs. Would you vocalize your faith even if it meant your life? As you listen to the revelation meant for your guidance, wouldn't tears trickle down your cheeks? Al-Maghrib Institute is a project of Dar es Salaam in College Park, Maryland, accredited by the American Open University. The main purpose of Al-Maghrib Institute was to provide students with Islamic education of a quality similar, if not better, inshallah ta'ala, than that found overseas. The seminars are taught in a double weekend intensive format. Directed by Muhammad al-Sharif, that's me. Al-Maghrib Institute launched with a seminar that touches the heartfelt wish of every Muslim to understand the Quran. You will notice in this seminar that it begins with Surah Iqra, and then it follows the 30th juz according to the order of revelation. The reason we chose to teach the surahs in this arrangement was to give the student a taste of the issues that affected Muslims in the beginning of the da'wah in the Meccan society. Then, as the classes move along, the student gets a feeling for other themes and topics that Allah addresses to the Medinan society. At the beginning of our on-site seminar, the students created a fictitious character that may have had characteristics similar to someone who lived at the time of revelation. The character, as you may hear me refer to him now and then, we call Abd al-Shams, a name common to the Arabs before Islam, which means the slave of the sun. We said that he was a merchant's son who owned slaves. We talked about the different things he would have heard, the different things he would have seen, and the different things he would have felt at the time that he lived that we today do not hear, see, or feel. How would he react to the verses that spoke of freeing slaves? Would he accept the verses that basically called for the destruction of their idols of clay? What reaction would he have to verses that drew attention to his livelihood of business and commerce? Tafsir is indeed an expansive science. If you've taken tafsir classes in your past, you may find me using a different approach from what you're accustomed to. Some tafsir classes focus on Quran and science. Others may focus on Quran and fiqh. The seminar in your hands now is different. In my studies, I realized that the plain and clear message of the verses is often lost because of the commentary of quote-unquote deeper meanings. When did we learn the meaning in the first place to then move on to the deeper meanings? The tafsir style that we're using, as you shall soon see, is simply an effort to get our communities refocused on the Quranic message meant for each and every individual. So whether you're a parent, a Muslim school teacher hoping to enrich yourself, a university student striving to cite Allah's message, or someone with just the simple desire to grasp what is said in Salah, then it is our hope that these following moments with Allah's words will quench a share of that thirst. Please visit our website, www.almaghrib.org, for three benefits. Number one, when students registered for this course online, we sent them a three-part segment on how to prepare for this course. You are welcome today to visit our site, almaghrib.org, and benefit from that. At least you can read through the role-playing questions that led to our fictitious character of Abd al-Shams. Number two, visit our website for links to our student message board. There you can post comments or questions regarding the seminar, aka interactivity. So if something is a little confusing to you, just drop us an electronic visit. And three, visit our website, almaghrib.org, to see where and when upcoming seminars are being held. If a seminar is coming to your locality, we welcome you to attend and benefit from these seminars live in real time. In conclusion, I want to direct a word of thanks to you, the listener, a word of thanks for participating in this Al-Maghrib seminar, and I pose to you the following challenge. It is said that only 10% of those who purchase audio in this quantity actually make it to the end. Only 10%. May Allah Ta'ala make you from those who made it to the end. And if you do make it to the end, please let us know on our Al-Maghrib student message board. We'd love to hear from you. Allahumma allimna ma yanfa'una. O Allah, teach us that which will bring us benefit. Wanfa'na bima allamtana, and benefit us from what you have taught us. Wazidna ilma, and increase us all in knowledge. Ameen.